And I'm joined in the studio by a friend to the station.
Hi.
Who is an amazing singer-songwriter from Essex. We always play her tracks out here on Phoenix FM, and she is exceptionally good singing live as well. So, you know, sometimes people can send songs in and the live version's not really that good, but she is brilliant.
Thank
live.
You. There's no pressure then, is there?
There's no pressure. Yeah, you make a mistake, everyone's going to go,
I know.
Oh dear.
And Michelle, it's live as well, everywhere.
Yeah, you're not only on Facebook Live, she's live on the radio. So welcome to Leanne Louise.
Hey, thank you. Oh,
it's lovely to see you in the studio.
Do you know what? It's lovely to be here. Thank you for having me. This station is, like we were just saying, has supported me from when I literally knew no one.
Yeah.
And I was like 16 years old, emailing out as many people as I could. And they just took me under their wing.
Oh.
And they've never let me go.
No.
Not that I want to go, do you know what I mean?
Like, a bit like a stalker, really.
Yeah. They basically just stalk me, organise. That's all the internet is.
Yeah.
Like, acceptable stalking.
Mm. It is. When I do look round, and you're one of the ones that comes up in my thread. Not everybody does.
They don't, do they? That's the thing. You come up in my thread, and your mum, as we were just talking, your mum's amazing.
She is. Yeah.
You and your mum. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Nothing else. Mum.
But it's so annoying because you just missed so much. You miss so much, don't you?
Yeah, definitely. Though they've got new algorithms, I think, on Facebook, which is meaning that they want people to pay to get their music and to be seen. So.
This is the thing. This is what I used to do. I used to do it on my personal, share it onto my like page, and then boost it.
Mm.
Like, depending on what it is. Not if it's just like a selfie of me trying to look pretty. But if it's a song, but now you can't do that. You have to upload it to the page. It's really, it's just money making.
It's money making, exactly. And we don't like that unless it's us making the money.
Exactly.
Now, your latest single, My Goodbye, we played it here loads.
Yeah.
And that's a brilliant movie, which we played just before we went to the news. But that's actually got a remix.
Yeah, the Bitter and Twisted remix. Shout out Charles Day. Is coming out on the 3rd of August.
Mm.
So it's really cool. It's not gone too far away from the original, but it's still giving it that twisted twist on it. So exciting.
When somebody does a remix, because I know that you're obviously a songwriter and you write everything, but do you just say to them, that's the track, they're the stems, by the way, are the individual tracks, just we're trying to be technical, which you send over. So do you just say, you do it and I'll just have a listen to the result?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it was, that's all I do, really. There wasn't that many remixes done. I think there was literally two remixes done. Usually, like, I'll send it out, but with this one, I kind of left it to the label as well. Mm. So I don't really have any input in the remixes.
Yeah.
Obviously, if I feel like it could do with some direction, then I'll say. But other than that, like, it's not really like, you know, when you go into a session and you sit down with a producer and you're creating the song, that's different. With the remixes, yeah. That was a really roundabout way of just telling you that I send it to them and they deal with it. Trying to make it sound all proper, isn't it?
Well, no, she gets passionate about the music. Now, we're going to kick straight off with a song because you're going to do two live.
Yeah.
So tell us about this first track.
So this first track, it's not actually finished. However, I really, really, really love it. It's produced by the Hip Hop Orchestra. They are incredible. If you don't know who they are, go and check them out. They're on Britain's Got Talent this year, I believe.
And
darling. Yes, moving up in the world now, aren't we? No, they're absolutely amazing. And they do like remixes of like Eminem and stuff like that. And I just love them. I think they're amazing. But this song is called Little Man. I wrote it a year ago.
You should be wise, but you're just bitter and never nice. Oh, little man, oh, why? Oh, you like this all of the time. I'll get the record, I'll set it straight. I'll tell Phoenix to let it play and watch them spin a web around you. Oh, baby, don't you like this too? You should be honest, you should be kind, but you're dishonest with all your lies. Oh, little man, oh, why? Oh, you like this all of the time. Never did I ever think you would get like this. Giving me the bait, but I ain't even biting. Never did I ever think you would switch and label me that. I'll get the record, I'll set it straight. I'll tell the DJ to let it play and watch him spin me whatever on you. Oh baby, don't you like this tune, huh? Never did I ever think you would get like this. Giving me the bait, but I ain't even biting. Never did I ever think you would switch and label me the. Never did I ever think you would get like this. Giving me the bait, but I ain't even biting. Never did I ever think you would label me
the fool.
I'll get the record, I'll set it straight. I'll tell Michelle to let it play and watch him spin it wherever around you. Oh baby, don't you like this tune? Whoa, oh night. Oh, oh night.
Thank you.
Yay!
Oh, thanks.
That's absolutely brilliant. Thank you for the mention in the song.
You're
well.
Very welcome. Do you know what I noticed? Because I say the DJ and like watch him spin. I called you a man. I didn't mean to.
Most people do, actually. It's the voice. Dan, your number one fan.
Oh, Daniel, hey.
You have to say hi to Daniel.
Of course I have to say. He is amazing. Oh, my God. Like, no matter what I do, he's there supporting. And it means so much. And because I'm always all over the place, I'm quite rubbish with getting back to people. But honestly, I can't thank him enough. He's such a superstar.
You're lovely, Dan. And also for the support you give me in the station as well. He's a sweetheart. We do love you and we appreciate you.
We do.
Thank
Aww.
You. You've had a number one in Italy.
I know. It's so strange. Yeah, so about, what was it, 3 years ago now, 2015, 16, 17, yeah, 3 years ago, I'd done a song called Mr. Magician.
Yep.
It's really strange because I originally wrote it with someone called Colin and it was a piano stripped back song.
Mm.
I didn't really feel like that was right. So I gave the vocals to my brother, who then done a quite commercial drum and bass mix. Then I put the a cappella on SoundCloud. It got remixed. Then it was a remix of the remix that went to number one. Mm. It's a very long story, but yeah. That was really cool.
Did you go over and do any performances? No.
No, I would love to, but I just haven't. It's one of them ones. Like, I don't know anyone in Italy. I mean, I know the producers, but I don't even know if they're from Italy.
Mm.
But yeah, that was a really random story. Yeah. It's like my little claim to fame.
And how long was it at number one for?
I don't actually know.
No.
This is what I mean. My memory is so embarrassing. But
and were you driving a Rolls Royce after this or not?
No.
Exactly.
Pick up my Corsa. It gets me from A to B.
That's why you need to buy live music, because when you're talking about tracks being 79 pence, and then people go, oh, I've got to buy music, but then they buy coffee and, you know, you buy a cake. It just helps to
this keep people being able to record. This is it. And it was part of, like, an album as well, Pasha. You know the venue Pasha?
Yeah.
Well, they released, like, compilations and stuff, and it was part of that. So, I mean, I didn't make much money from it, because that's the reality of it. You get hidden amongst so much, and most of the money is not even made from downloads, unless obviously you are, you know, selling millions.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, give us money.
People, yeah, give us, just pay us, man. What's wrong with you?
Just put money in our account. We'll put up our bank details after the show.
I'm going to make up a GoFundMe, guys.
I've seen loads of people do GoFundMe.
Oh, they're good. They're great.
Yeah.
No, they are great. I did one. I don't know if it was actually GoFundMe. Other things available.
Yes.
And it done all right. I done like a September sofa sessions where I went and I sung on people's sofas.
Yeah.
And it helped. Like, it does help.
Don't just write in one genre. You write across everything. The board.
So when I very, very, very first started writing, when I was tiny, I say tiny, I was like 16, I had like a little keyboard. I can't play keys, by the way. I'm really bad. But in terms of like getting a melody, I could do that.
Yeah.
Whereas now, I write lots of different ways. Sometimes I will get sent beats. And then I'll go, I'll drive around in my car and I don't actually write it down, by the way, guys, like that would be illegal. Mm. But I sing along or I'll come up with an idea and then I'll go into a session and then me and the musician or me and the producer will come up with something. Loads of different ways.
Yeah.
Someone gave me a melody line. They were like, can you write some lyrics to this? I was like, okay, cool. So that's what I'd done. I'd got lyrics and written it to the melody line, which was all new to me.
Yeah.
But it just, there's so many different ways, all lots of little things you can do. And something I've tried to do recently is write through writer's block. Obviously, when you're completely stuck, you don't want to just keep pushing and pushing and pushing. But as a songwriter, I feel like even if the songs are not that great, to keep writing through it is still really handy. And that's what I've been trying to do, because I've always been someone that just writes when she feels inspired. But I realise that's not good enough. You need to be doing it every day. Because I will write a song and you obviously get them songs that are just magic and you're like, oh my gosh, thank you. Like you look up at the sky and just like, thank you. And I am always like, where is my next song going to come from? Because I never know, because I do feel like it's a gift.
Yeah.
There is obviously, there's maths to it as well, but it's also a gift. You know them magic songs that...
Like Magic?
Yeah.
One I played earlier, that you one, won't. Yeah. I was little.
Like, sorry, guys. So, I've got to give a shout out to my mum and my little boy, Ty Ty.
Oh, is he off now? He's off school holidays?
Yeah, he is. It's awesome. We're going to Alton Towers. This week. Yeah, this week.
Oh, yeah, because I knew you before you had your... boy.
You did. Yeah. I know. I think he was possibly in my belly when I come here as well.
He might have been, yeah.
My little man.
Oh, bless.
He's not little anymore.
Is he musical?
Yes, he is. He's so he's got autism, and which means when he sings, he's so precise with the key. But he also, most of the time, if I try and sing, now I won't say what he says. But he doesn't like it when I sing, unless he's told me to sing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, he loves music.
Yeah.
No.
And we just have to say that Dan is, he does loads of charity work up, doesn't he? Dan's still listening, by the way.
Hi. Is he there?
You are there, aren't you, Dan?
Are you there, Dan?
He is there.
Can you see me?
Yeah, he'll be seeing you, don't worry. He never misses you. He's always following you.
I went around the corner and he...
There he is. Right, you're going to do a cover for us now.
Yeah, so this is it's not that original, but I've kind of mashed up another song, thrown it in there, and this is my take on Havana.
Havana, na na. Half of my heart is in Havana, na na. Havana, na na. There's something about his madness, yeah. In a walk up with that, how you doing? When he came in, he said there's a lot of girls I can do it, but I kept winning. Took him forever and I'm in there. And Papa says he got my love in him. He got me feeling, ooh. I knew it when I met him. I loved him when I left him. Got me feeling like, ooh. And then I had to tell him I had to go all night. Havana night. Half of my heart is in Havana night. He took me back to Phoenix FM 999. All of my heart is in Havana, boy. Baby, you should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. He got me feeling like, ooh. I knew it when I met him. I loved him when I left him. Got me feeling like, ooh. And then I had to tell him I had to go. Oh, na, na, na. Havana, na, na. Half of my heart is in Havana, na, na. He took me back to East Atlanta, na na na. All my heart is in Havana. There's something about his madness. Havana, na na. Whoa, 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 ah, whoa.
part where I try and dance.
Half of my heart is in Havana, na na. It took me back to East Atlanta, na na na. Oh, and my heart is in Havana. My heart is in Havana, Havana, na na.
Oh, that was absolutely brilliant.
Thank
brilliant.
You.
That your version is actually better than the original version.
Oh, I don't know about that, but thank you.
It's because you've got an original voice. Now, talking about your voice, it is so distinctive. There are so many other singers that overdo it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
I can't.
But you know what? But you know what I mean? That overdo it. So,
yeah.
But you've got a unique style of singing, which means your voice is just different to everybody else's. There seems to be this like machine, you know, manufacturing all these things that all sound the same. So who did you actually grow up listening to?
So like when I grew up, like when I was little, I loved the Spice Girls. I'm not going to lie. They were like the best thing ever. And I wanted to be a Spice Girl. But then as I got a bit older and I started learning to sing, I was listening to like Amy Winehouse, Adele, all the like pop singers, you know, like Lily Allen, Kate Nash, Alicia Keys. It was actually when I was listening to an Alicia Keys album, I was like, I could do that, but like not in a like I can definitely do that better than Alicia Keys way, more like I could write a song. So I just started writing. But I found that when I was singing other people's songs, like covers, I was imitating them.
Yeah.
I was copying their styles. It was only when I started to write my own, like on my little keyboard, no matter how bad the songs were back then, I found my own voice. So I don't really know. I don't know if it's who, mind you, I love Ed Sheeran as well. And I get inspired by life more than I do other music.
Yeah. And also, you write about if things, the thing is with songwriters, if somebody upsets you,
yeah,
they will find themselves, it's really good inspiration,
don't
they will find themselves,
upset me.
Don't upset Leanne Louise.
I can't help it. Music is my way of just releasing everything. So anything that I feel, whether it's bad or it's good, is not even probably, it's going to end up in a song. Because that's my fuel.
Yeah.
My emotions are my fuel into my music. Unless I'm unless I'm deliberately writing for someone else and they've given me a reference, but even then I still use the energy from life's influences to just write.
Do you ever do a sneaky song? Do you ever write a sneaky song and then you're standing there singing it, but you've actually written about the person and they're there?
Yeah.
But they don't know, but you know.
Oh, the thing is, most of the time they know because I can't do the whole little sneaky thing. It would be really obvious. Like, I'll just throw their full name and their date of birth. No, I do. But I don't. It's not always malicious or nasty. Sometimes it is. Do you know what I mean? Like, because everyone has their own way and everyone needs that release. And, rather than getting revenge on someone, the best revenge is to do well.
Yes.
So you put that energy into something positive. It can always be done, no matter what it is. Even if it's not writing, you can always put it into something good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a weapon. No, I'm kidding. Be careful what I say on here.
I didn't
so
make. Funny.
And now, Santorini.
I had no idea. So before this, before I found out I was going, before I'd been to Santorini, I didn't know anything about it. And I'll tell a few people, like, oh, I'm going to Santorini. They'd be like, oh, wow. But I didn't know. And I didn't understand, like, why is this place so special? And then I went. And oh, my gosh. Like, everything about it is magical. And one distinctive moment of the whole time I was there was the last night, laying on a sunbed, looking up at the sky, I could see the Milky Way.
Yeah.
Michelle, like, and I saw 8 shooting stars and everything was, it felt magical because the studio, I went to Black Rock Studios, and that's where One Republic wrote and recorded Counting Stars, and I got it. I just got it. The place is magical. It's filled with magic, and I'm grateful.
When are you going to go back?
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I would love to. I would absolutely love to. And I'm sure that all of us will at some point. But it was so special. Even just to go back there on a holiday, I would totally do it because it's It's special. Greek. It's a special place.
Yes.
Here's the thing. So before going to Greece, I'd never tried seafood. I was like, no, I'm not doing it. It's got eyes and it's got scales. So it was a big no-no. Unless it was in batter, I wasn't going to do it. But whilst I was out there, I thought, you only live once. So I tried lobster for the first time. Amazing. I tried octopus. I tried squid. I tried sea urchin, which I didn't really like.
I'd never tried that. It's meant to be a delicate, quite expensive sea urchin. What was it like?
It was disgusting.
I won't be trying it then.
It's very, 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 very strong.
Yeah.
So some people will love it, but for me, I was just like...
What is it strong of? Is it strong with salt?
It was it was kind of like a sauce. Very, very, very watery with tiny little bits in. And it's probably got a proper name for it, but all I was told it's sea urchin. Yeah.
Did it come in the actual sea urchin shell?
Possibly. I don't think so, though.
That's about 20 quid a pop, that is.
Wow.
Yeah. Aphrodisiac,
how
apparently.
The other half live.
Yeah. So you thought it tasted a bit rubbish.
I didn't really like it. But the food out there, even the fruit, the vegetables, I know that I should probably be talking about music, but the food is so good. And honestly, you ask my mum, I even ordered Greek food the other day and I was so upset because it just wasn't. No.
You've got to have the sunshine around you as well. That all
yeah, and the red wine.
Yeah.
And the views.
Yes.
Just staring at the paddling pool in the garden.
Yeah, hopefully, once you've been to Greece, it's one of those places. I love Greece. I've been many times and over the years, it's one of my favourite places to go. It's just
it
lovely.
Changed my life. Yeah. And I know that sounds really dramatic, but it really did. Magic.
Magic. It's that song coming back again. So what's coming up for you next? Have you got plans for possibly an album for the beginning of next year?
This is where I'm going to go. Like, with my artistry, because I write so much different stuff, I haven't set a release or a date or anything for an album, but I do want to bring out a project, but I am focusing on my writing. I'm writing every day, working with as many people as I can, and just kind of taking it. Is it like each day by day? I'm just taking it day by day and seeing where I go because I love music. So I'm going to keep writing and see what happens.
Well, you're looking absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank
you. She's wearing a lovely pair of dungarees. She said to me, oh, you could get a pair. I have no waist. You can see you on the camera. I have no waist to wear dungarees, but I do like the look.
Thank you. I love dungarees. Dan likes dungarees as well, don't you, Daniel?
Is he there?
I don't know.
He is still there. I've eaten scorpions.
Oh,
and
wow.
And locusts on holiday in Thailand.
Oh, wow.
I don't like the sound of that.
I don't know.
They're quite crunchy. They eat a lot of insects, don't they? Crunch fry them.
Mind you, when you're out in these different places, I think you've got to, man. I don't know if I'd like this. Like, I looked at the octopus and you could tell it was octopus.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh God. Okay.
But it's delicious, isn't
it? It was really nice. Tastes like chicken. Really good chicken. So if you want to connect with me, Instagram and Facebook is the one.
So thanks for coming in, sounding brilliant.
Thank you for having me. Honestly, thank you. You guys are awesome.